Yes, good morning. Good morning. It's beautiful outside this Sunday morning. I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there who've raised children, who raised their children into become mature men. You feel me? I feel like we miss that in this generation nowadays. We miss the father figure in our children's lives. Maybe that's why our kids are, they act the way they are. Not saying that our mothers are not incredible women, but once again, mothers are mothers, fathers are fathers. You feel me? I don't know. Some of you may understand what I'm trying to say. Some of you may think I'm trying to bash women or trying to say something of the sort. Definitely not trying to do that. So do not take it in that way or in that manner. I'm just saying that I've had my father in my life from day one. You feel me? From the day I was born. He's been there. He's been there for me. So I sometimes sit and I think if my father was absent from my life, you know, how would what would be the route? What would I have done differently? What would be the direction I would have headed? Would I even still be alive? You know, these are things I think of by myself sometimes. I know the kind of impact my father had on my life. You feel me? He had that impact of I love him so much, but shit ain't I scared of him at the same time. Because, you know, we used to call my pop back in the day Crazy Dave. Reason we used to call him that is because there was one time, an incident between my cousin and my brother where he stepped. When we were kids, he put his foot through the Sega Genesis. If some of y'all know, if you was in the 90s, you feel me? You already know, yo, the Sega Genesis was the shit back then. It had Sonic, it had so many different varieties of games, but Sonic was the shit. And especially Sonic and Knuckles. But anyway, that's no here and there, another story another time. But yeah, so the impact my father had in my life has been, I want to say, has been awesome, because there's a lot of lessons I learned. There's a lot of things that I will keep. Things he said to me that I will keep with me even, you know, to the day he dies and even after. So I know the kind of impact my father had in my life. I know the kind of impact a father has in somebody's life. So, you know, for me looking at the generation we live in now and see so many absent fathers, it breaks my heart. But I know a few fathers who are there, who are not absent. You know, some of my friends back in Allentown who are not deadbeats. And one of my homies I know back home who I think of right off the top when I'm thinking about children or anything like that is my boy Ben. You know, my boy Ben, you know, he's an amazing father. And that's just what I seen from what he was when he was raising his son. He has another son now. But amazing father, amazing guy. You feel me? He's always in his kids' life, no matter what, no matter what's going on in his life, he makes sure his kids are first. And you know, and that's something I admire. You feel me? I observe people. I don't really speak much on how people on people's lives or certain things, but I observe. And you know, and my boy is, I'm happy to say that's my friend. You feel me? I'm happy to say one of the days when I do get married, he will be there, because I will make sure he's one of my groomsmen. You feel me? But that's just somebody who comes off the top of my mind, you know, who's not absent in his children's lives. You feel me? Who I know is making a difference in his child's life. Like, you know, having that father figure in your life, it is very important. Regardless what you think, you know, we could agree to disagree. You feel me? But we live in a generation now where so many absent fathers, and especially back in my hometown in Allentown, it's like you wonder why, you know, crime rates are up, killings are up. A lot of shit's happening in our society and in our world now with our children that it's hard to control, because we don't have that male influence around in that child's life. You feel me? Listen, there's plenty of good single parents. You feel me? There's plenty of good single parents. And it's a struggle for them. And I'm not saying that there's some that ain't out there right now. doing their thing, holding their ground on, you know, disciplining their kids, teaching their kids manners, teaching their kids how to act in public. You feel me? Putting a beat into that ass when they need to. You know, like, I'm not, and those parents probably raise amazing children. Them single parents who actually beat their kids' ass, discipline their kids, you know, try to keep their kids on a straight arrow, you know, put rules on their kids, you know, keep their kids in the house, you feel me, put a curfew on their kids, you know, all that shit that our parents used to do back in the day when, back in the early 90s when, you know, we didn't have technology like that and we didn't have phone like that and shit like that, you know? Now we live in a generation where we have the technology, we have computers. Kids don't really want to go inside, so if you punish your child, you feel me, you're pretty much not doing anything. If you're not it, and this is not the, and this is not saying all that you gotta discipline your child, but a good ass whooping from time to time is necessary. Fuck what you heard, an ass whooping is necessary from time to time. You feel me? A good healthy ass whooping that have you. To have you gasping for air, like doing the double breathing shit. Yeah, them ass whoopings, the breath-taking ass whoopings, you need them sometimes because they keep you in a straight direction. They keep you moving straight. I'm telling you, man. I did a lot of bad shit when I was younger, and some of them ass whoopings saved my life. Real shit. Some of them ass whoopings saved my life. You feel me? And sometimes, and I'm not saying you need to go all out and, you know, abuse your child, you know, beat the shit out of them on a daily. But you know, if he do something that's over the top, you know, stealing, you know, stealing from you. What I want to say, what other would be a good ass whooping? Getting suspended from school for fighting. Shit like that. Like, yeah, that ass whooping is necessary. Let them know, like, yo, this is not tolerable. Like, this is not, like, you feel me? Life is just not gonna smack you in the hand. It's gonna fuck you up. It's gonna fuck you up when you're on your own. And when it fucks you up, it does a number. You feel me? I feel like fathers are important. Fathers are necessary. You feel me? And if you're able to listen to this and you have a child out there, yo, be a part of your child's life. You feel me? I ain't gonna front to you. There's times I wish I did have a child at this moment. So I can be in his life. So I could raise him. You feel me? So I could contribute to his success. You know, not make him follow the dreams I not make him follow my dreams, but help him follow his own dreams. Help him find his own dreams. You feel me? That's the kind of father I wanna be. But you know, I haven't been blessed yet to have. I haven't been blessed with a child yet, a son or daughter. So, you know, that's God telling me that ain't it's not my time yet, and I'll take that. But you know, I definitely want to send a shout out to you know, even to all the good fathers out there. And I know a few, and I know I'm missing names, you know, because the spotlight's on me right now when I'm talking, but. You feel me? You know who you are, and you know the kind of impact you've showed me from seeing you interact with your children, and you know, and seeing the kind of fathers you are at. So you guys, you know, I admire y'all. You feel me? But anyways, spoke long enough. Everyone have a wonderful Sunday. You know, say a prayer, go to church if that's something you do. If not, you know, just spend time with your family, man. Let your family know you love them. You appreciate them, man. All right? Have a good one, man. Peace.